Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zavachim Pei Aleph, Zavachim 81b, pagination 162. We'll start on the first wide line towards the bottom of the page. Masnisin, the new Mishnah. We're dealing with cases where the blood that is meant to be sprinkled typically on the Mizbeach got mixed in with other blood, and we want to know if we could still process the Karban and achieve atonement. Says the Mishnah, Hanitonin bifnim shenesarvo benitonin bachutz. We're going to consider a case where that which is supposed to be given on the inside, meaning, let's say, in the Kodesh by the Mizbeach, the inner Mizbeach, and it got mixed in by that which is meant to be given outside, meaning by the outer Mizbeach. The larger Mizbeach. Yishavcho la'amo. The correct solution in such a case, if these two types of bloods are mixed together, is that they should be spilled out into the drainage canal that went through the Beis HaMikdash, and it should be discarded. We don't really have a solution, ideally, with what you should do, because to proceed inside is a violation of the outside, and to apply outside is a violation of the blood that's meant to be applied inside. Says the Mishnah, what happened if the Kohen did not ask us? Nosan bachutz, v'chozav nosan bifnim kasher. If he did it in the order of first the outside and then the inside, it would be kosher. The reverse is going to cause us concern because certain types of blood, possibly all of them, if they're meant to be outside, they're not allowed to be brought inside to the Kodesh. So we're going to reserve that for a moment for the second part of the Mishnah. But if he did the outside first, so then the outside was done correctly. There's some inside blood mixed in, so it wasn't the correct thing to do, but he did it. And then after the outside one is kosher, he goes inside to the Kodesh, but by this time the outside one is kosher. And therefore, bringing it in is not going to invalidate the Karban, and then he proceeds and does the inner one. We'll see in the Gemara, this is not the correct order to do things. You have to do the inside one, which is holier, first. But again, this person didn't ask us. If he did it like this, it would be kosher. Bifnim, v'chazav v'nasan b'chutz. If, however, he first did the inside application, meaning he has the bloods mixed, he's bringing blood from the outside one inside, and he did the application. So now, what's the halacha regarding the outer one? The inner one is indeed going to be kosher. Wasn't supposed to do it, but once he did it, the fact is that the inner blood has been applied the way it needs to be done. Rabbi Akiva Posel, regarding the outer one that was brought in before it was applied on the outside, Rabbi Akiva says that's pasul. V'chachamim machshirim, and the chachamim say it's still kosher. And the Mishnah explains, Sh'Rabbi Akiva omer kol damim shenichnasu l'chaper b'heichol psulin. Rabbi Akiva says any blood that's meant to be on the outside that was brought into the Kodesh is going to be pasul. It will invalidate the Karban. V'chachamim omrim chatos bilvad. And the chachamim say only the Karban chatos, meant to be outside if it was brought in, would be pasul. What is the origin of their discussion? So it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, you can see it in Rashi, one line up, v'chol chatos asher yuva midama. Any chatos, which is a Karban meant to be on the outside, which was had its blood brought onto the inside will be pasul. So the Chachamim say that we understand that pasuk limited to chatas because that's the way the pasuk was presented, v'chol chatas. Rabbi Akiva, as the Gemara will explain on the next page, says that it's not only talking about chatas, but it's talking about all karbanos. And the final words of the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer af ha'asham. Rabbi Eliezer says not like Rabbi Akiva, who says all karbanos. He's basically like the Chachamim, who says that it's limited to the karban chatas, which was what the pasuk articulated. Nevertheless, it's not limited only to chatas, it's also to the karban asham shene'emar kachatas ka'asham. Since the pasuk equates the asham to the chatas, so both of these karbanos are going to have this halacha, that if they are brought in to the Kodesh, it will invalidate the karban. Rabbi Akiva holds any karban that's blood is meant to be outside, that's brought in, will invalidate the karban. And that's the origin for this second part of the Mishnah regarding if the Kohen attempted to do the inner sprinkling application before the outer one. The inner one would be kosher, the outer one would be pasul because it was brought in. The Chachamim say that rule is limited to the karban chatos. Now, we encountered in a previous session the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says ro'in, which means we're willing to view the blood that is not relevant right now as if it's water, and we can proceed and do the application for the blood that we're trying to process, even though there is blood here that's inappropriate to do what you're doing. Rowan, we make believe it's water, no harm done, and Rabbi Eliezer says you can do that. So our Mishnah is following the opinion of the Chachamim that we don't say Rowan, and you're not allowed to just do applications if some of that blood is not meant to be applied in that way. Our Gemara wonders, however, v'niflog nami Rabbi Eliezer b'ha, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer argue in this case as well and say, oh, you could do this application by ignoring the other blood and then do the other application by ignoring the blood? Why is the basic ruling of the Mishnah, opening line, Yishavchu lo'ama, discard it? Says the Gemara, let's consider what Rabbi Eliezer would say in this case. Heichi li'avid, how should you process it? Nesiv b'chutz v'ado nesiv lefnim, you want to do the outer blood and then do the inner blood. Kishem shemitzvah l'akdim el yonim l'tachtonim, you can't do that because just as you're supposed to do the upper blood before the lower blood, blood that's meant to be applied on the upper part of the mizbeach wall, you're supposed to do that before that which is supposed to be applied on the lower part of the mizbeach wall. Kach mitzvah l'akdim panim l'chutz. Similarly, there's a mitzvah to do the inner applications of a carbon that's meant to be done like that before the applications of a carbon that's meant to be done outside. And apparently this mitzvah lahaktim is strong enough that even though we're in a bind, we're still not going to switch the order. And therefore, he's supposed to do the inner first, even with Rabbi Eliezer's logic of Roim, but which application should be done first? The inner one. Says the Gemara, top of the next page, V'nesiv lefnim v'hada nesiv lechutz. And if you want to consider doing that, do the inner and then do the outer, it doesn't always work. Kevin d'ika chatas v'asham. Since there's the karban chatas, according to the Chachamim, and the asham, according to Rabbi Eliezer, and we're discussing Rabbi Eliezer, that by bringing the blood in, the outer blood that's in that mixture will become invalidated. It's not definitive. It's not an easy solution to articulate. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer, even though he holds it is possible by some karbanos to process this mistake, to process it with a solution, do the inner one and then do the outer one, and your logic is ro'in, we can disregard the blood that we're not dealing with right now. But it doesn't work all the time, because if it's a chatas or if it's an asham, it will become invalidated by bringing it in. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer didn't argue, even though you're right, there will be cases that sometimes, according to Rabbi Eliezer, with Rowan, it might be possible to process inner then outer as a solution for this mixed blood. Yasha Koach, thank you for joining.